Okay, let's talk about the Tigers last night at the All-Star game, and then the game itself. The Tigers, 0-for-8 at the plate. Pitchers gave up half the runs. There, we talked about the Tigers at the All-Star game. I mean, no. John, man, I think everybody's excited to watch last night because our guys are going to be decorated throughout the lineups.
Yeah, and it was not the performance that we were hoping for. It's nice to have those representatives, and nothing matters from the All-Star game, but you were hoping for a little bit more representation.
The odds would suggest that one of our guys would have had a night, right?
I mean, somebody would have had a hit.
Right.
Or a pitcher might have not given up runs, but they did, and so we move on.
Yeah, Riley, I think 0-for-3, McKinstry 0-for-1, Javi 0-for-2, Glaber 0-for-2.
Yeah, and then it was the home run given up by Casey Mize. It was the first inning by, you know, Tarek Skubal.
So I wanted to bring up Skubal's first inning because I love – it's an All-Star game. It doesn't have to take it seriously. You can mic up the battery. I don't know if they've done that before, both pitcher and catcher.
That was awesome.
And for Skubal, you feel for him because he gets BAPIPed, a couple soft contact, first two guys end up on.
Well, yeah, and you just realize, like, anytime Shohei's at the plate, like, that hit,
that wasn't even
a strike.
I know.
And he just is, you know, one hands it into the outfield. It's just, but that's what makes the All-Star game so much fun to watch. Yes, we're watching our guys, but you're watching the best of baseball. And you've got the best pitcher in baseball going against maybe the best hitter in baseball. And, you, I mean, we could argue, obviously, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, I don't care.
Shortlist.
But, yeah, when you watch those guys get to the plate and how good they are, and just their mental approach of when they have two strikes and they're protecting themselves and they're, you know, just trying to put the ball in play, and or they go opposite field down the line as you know, when Shohei comes around on that hit and Ronald Acuna Jr., and you realize how fast he is going from, you know, first to home on that one. So,
but think about it. In a matter of minutes, we get Skeens, Judge,
yeah,
and then you get Skubal, Ohtani. That's what the All-Star game's about, and I love the mic'd up moments, not just the battery with Skubal and Raleigh.
Yeah.
And I think Skubal started to dig in after he gave up the first two hits. He got much quieter. But it's Kershaw in the second inning, and
right,
he's asking Smoltz, what pitch do you want me to throw? He's like, I don't throw that pitch. And then he throws one in the dirt because he's all discombobulated. It's Pete Crow Armstrong in center field. It's the moment with Jack Wilson and his dad.
Yeah.
You know, and they talked about going to the games in Atlanta, and now he's playing in the All-Star game in Atlanta, and his dad's on the other end of the mic while he's playing the field.
That was really cool. And, I mean, we see it during the Sunday night broadcast where they mic up a player, and it was Carlos Correa. I know when the Tigers played, that was a lot of fun. But to know that there's a game that's an exhibition game, the results don't matter, and our guy is mic'd up first along with the catcher, and you're hearing the back and forth.
He's like, do you want to change up here? You want to go back to it?
Yeah.
That's just fun.
And then you hear the challenge.
John, I'm so happy. That's what does matter coming out of last night. You talk about, hey, who cares if you win or lose? It's an All-Star game.
Right.
Two things came out of last night. One of them I want to see implemented ASAP Friday night at the ballpark. Give me the ABS system. That was so timely, John. I stopwatched
it. Oh,
15
I know.
Seconds, and we got the call
you're
right.
You're such a dork. There you had the stopwatch
I
out.
Did. Of course
you're
I did.
Such a dork.
We're not going backwards.
I knew
We're
it.
Going forwards, John.
I knew it. You know what? I have said I didn't want it in the All-Star game simply because it was stupid reason, right? But we all have our stupid reasons.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want it because it wasn't part of the season. I don't want it in the postseason this year because it's not part of the regular season. Once they implement it, and I hope there's some adjustments that are made.
There has to
because
be.
Because as I understand it now, and I've been wrong once before. it may happen again. I'm not sure. But, you know, you may correct me if I'm wrong this time. The strike zone is the standard strike zone.
Right.
And so it doesn't adjust for a player like Aaron Judge.
Or Jose Altuve.
Right. Two different strike zones.
Right.
And so as soon as they get that right, where they can adjust it for the different strike zones, obviously, you know, the width of the plate is the width of the plate. But the height of it, I think that needs to be ironed out before they implement it. And once they do, I'm all for it. I think it's a great add to the game. The one that I want implemented right now is extra innings. I want the home run swing off.
You want that in real baseball?
I want that in real baseball. That was amazing. Now, I know all baseball purists are going to be, you know, they probably turn the channel right now. They can't stand it. And I know it was an exhibition game. It was fun. That to me was awesome. I thought it was it. I had turned it off after Scooble gave up a couple runs just because I was upset.
Were you really?
Oh, I was upset.
Come on.
And so then I turned it back on to the second inning, and you know, and I'm watching, and they get to extra, and I'm like, you know what? I got to get up early. Do I want? And then I didn't know they were going to do that.
The swing off.
And then all of a sudden they tell you what the extra inning is going to be, and I'm like, I got to watch this.
Yeah. So they go tied up 6-6. AL roars back 6 straight unanswered. Mm-hmm. And it's just 3 hitters. Batting practice, 3 swings apiece.
Yeah.
Most wins.
And Kyle Schwarber, 3 swings.
3 homers.
3 home runs. His last one is basically taking a knee. And a guy that just – that's a pro's pro right there. He's playing for the camera. He's doing all the – you know, he knows he's going to be on the ESPN highlights, and we're all going to be talking about him today.
He's the All-Star MVP now.
That was awesome.
So I love it for an All-Star game because you don't want to tie. Mm-hmm. We've had the Derby. Get the stars out there and have them swing for the fences. Love it.
Yeah.
Would I want a regular season or even a postseason game decided that way? You're
Come
out of your
on,
mind.
Man.
That's not baseball.
I get it.
That's
I understand it. I don't know. It just was
so much fun.
It's worse
than the shootout
fun.
In hockey. I mean, it's at least in hockey, there's a goalie and there's offense and defense. This is one guy standing at the
With
plate
a BP
in BP.
Pitcher. Yeah.
Yeah, meatballs. I mean, you loved
it. Tee it high, let it fly.
So that's the thing. Coming out of the All-Star game, I want the ABS in immediately, and you want the swing off in ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Look, it was a fun way to end the All-Star game because you can't end in a tie, and no one wants to drag the game in 10, 11 innings, ghost runners and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm maybe going over the top a little bit. I know it's never going to happen. It's not baseball. Right, I mean,
they could do it the regular season. I'm not saying I'd be for it, but I could see them eventually being open to it.
There's no chance they ever implement that. It was, I mean, we still have the controversy about Ghost Runner on second base.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess I'd ask the listeners.
Yeah.
Which way would you rather have it? If you're not going to play regular baseball, but you're going to start with a runner on second base, or the home run swing off, which extra inning situation would you prefer?
Give me the ghost runner.